Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 216. So, I am lucky to have Connor Gillivan back again of Free Up. That's free with three E's. Free Up is an outsourcing freelancer platform similar to Upwork, but it has a lot more vetting and procedures involved in who they let on the platform. So there's a higher quality of freelancer there. And I think that a lot of the bad impressions people get of freelancing and outsourcing is because there's just kind of anyone out there in the marketplace. So FreeUp is a good product. As mentioned, I don't get any money from these podcasts. These are not infomercials, but I enjoy talking to people like Connor because it gives good insight into the breadth of outsourcing options and platforms out there. So I learned a lot. I learned a lot about FreeUp, and I learned a lot about freelancing and outsourcing. So I hope you enjoy this also and also learn something. So if you want any of the show notes, if you want to know any more about this, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/216. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. And today I am lucky to have Connor with us from FreeUp. Sorry, I'll do that again. It's Gillivan. Sorry, Connor. Hi and welcome back, everybody. Today, I am lucky enough to be joined by Connor Gillivan again of FreeUp. Hi, Connor. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic. Thanks. So it's really good to have you back. We have had you on a previous episode, and people can go back and listen to your own backstory about how FreeUp came to be. And today, I'm really excited to have you back so we can deep dive into what FreeUp does and how you believe it better serves the market than some of the other platforms out there. Now, you know, as I say to all of my listeners, this is not an infomercial. This is about showing people the resources and the facilities out there for people. And also, you know, I encourage everyone to consider outsourcing and just give it a go. And I think FreeUp is an ideal platform for that because of some of the sort of the measures that they put in place, which we'll go into soon. So great to have you on board, Connor. And I suppose initially, do you want to just introduce yourself for those that haven't heard the prior episode we did with you?
Yeah, of course. Happy to introduce myself. So as Derek said, my name is Connor Gillivan. I'm an entrepreneur here in the U.S. I started my first business in 2009, working in the e-commerce world and helping brands to sell their products on Amazon. With that first business, I ended up building out a team of about 60 people, half of which were outsourced using different platforms like Odesk and Upwork and Elance. And it eventually led my business partner and I to starting our own freelance marketplace, which is what we'll be talking about and is called FreeUp. And I currently serve as the chief marketing officer of the company.
Fantastic. So just to go back, you know, you were doing the drop shipping and you looked to these major platforms and you had kind of issues in terms of quality and things like that. So you built FreeUp to attend to those issues. How do you attend to those issues, you know, because this is one of the biggest issues in the market, isn't it? And, you know, very commonly, as we actually spoke about in the last episode, very commonly people have maybe tried a little bit of outsourcing. They were maybe influenced by Tim Ferriss and the 4-Hour Workweek. They go onto some of the other platforms and they maybe get an unreliable person, or the quality was not what they expected, so they give up on the whole idea of outsourcing. But you know, what are the processes you put in place to make sure it's a bit more of a smoother process?
Yeah, of course. So there's three core things that differentiate us from some of the other larger marketplaces. The first is that we pre-vet all of the freelancers that apply to join our platform. So if a freelancer wants to start offering their services and meeting clients through FreeUp, they come in, they fill out an application. A number of them are invited to an interview. Another number of those are invited to a final testing process. And only the top 1% are allowed into the network. So we kind of do that upfront vetting for our clients. The second thing is the process of actually introducing a client to a freelancer. So the client will come to us, they'll fill out a short 10-question form that explains who they're looking to hire and what the task is they're looking to outsource. We then have an internal team that goes into our marketplace of freelancers, makes the post available, and then we only introduce the one freelancer to the client at a time so that they're not overwhelmed. They can have an interview with them, they can chat with them, and then if they want more options, they can always let us know. So we try to make that introduction process a bit simpler. And then the final thing is we just have a big focus on customer service. Myself and my business partner and our entire internal team really care about our clients and freelancers, so we're always available to chat with them and help them along with the process. So I would say those are the three things that really make us a little bit different.
Right. And how does that work then? Because how do you delineate between kind of matching up the requirement with the supplier versus actually getting into someone's business and kind of analyzing their requirements and then helping them out when it's not going so well? It's a sort of fine line that you have, making sure that there's a separation between actually finding the person to do it and actually ensuring the work gets done.
Yeah, great question. So like you said, we do a bit of qualification when the introduction is made. So, you know, if a client says they have a certain budget and they know that they need the individual to have a certain number of skill sets or knowledge of softwares, we're only going to introduce them to people that fit those certain criteria they tell us about. So we make sure that everything matches up in terms of the requirements. But then when it actually comes to implementing the work and the tasks, it is much more between the freelancer and the client to work that out together. And something that helps with that is we do a lot of this vetting up front. So we really look for freelancers and agencies that have done this for years. They've worked with tons of clients. They know how to do it. They have clear processes for how they go about starting new work. And so they really help to facilitate that the initial work that happens between them and new clients, even if the client isn't familiar with outsourcing.
Right. And because at the start, there is a bit of kind of onboarding requirements, isn't there? Even the most experienced, successful business people, I find, still need a little bit of hand-holding at the start as they basically get themselves up to speed with the concept of remote working or employment and kind of onboarding and building teams remotely. How do you see the... sometimes, you know, it can be a little bit of a bumpy journey to start out with. And, you know, that's also the same. Like people, there's a saying that if you have a bad coffee, you don't start drinking coffee. You maybe just go to another place to get a better coffee. And I think that applies a lot to outsourcing. You know, if you have one bad experience, really, I hope that people just realize that there are varied candidates out there. And, you know, there's huge opportunity in the resources in outsourcing, and people should just really stick with it a little while. But what's an example of a success story then? You know, because generally I find that people start really quite tenderly with maybe, I don't know, like half a full-time VA. Do you see some teams scaling up incredibly once they kind of realize the opportunity in outsourcing and how to really harness this resource?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had a good number of clients that we've been working with for, you know, the full 3 years that we've been in business. And when we first started with them, they were maybe only selling, you know, let's say a few products on Amazon, and they were kind of learning about selling online and figuring out how it all worked. And maybe they started with us and hired a consultant who had a lot of experience and kind of walked them through the process and taught them more about the business model. Then they moved on to bring a VA in who could help them with different tasks. And, you know, 2-3 years down the line now, they may not only be selling on Amazon, but they have their own website where they're selling their products and they're selling on other marketplaces as well. So we've been able to see some really cool stories of people that at first didn't really know about outsourcing, and they came in with an open mind, but also probably a little bit skeptical. They had a few good experiences, and they saw how it was able to help them build their business and make more sales and increase their revenue. And then over time, they just figured out how to slowly add more and more people further. And like you said, it doesn't always have to be someone that's full time. A lot of it starts, hey, let's do 10 hours here. Let's do 10 hours there. Let's do 5 hours here. And just over time, as the business grows, the hours for those people are able to grow as well.
Hmm. And do you, so let's talk about that then. Do you, you have very flexible kind of job placements? It's effectively, if people want to do a 1 hour project or 5 hours a week, you know, do you, is there sort of any job structure that you accept on the platform?
Yep, exactly. So we don't have any minimums. So you could come in and hire someone for an hour and then not hire them for another week. You could come in and hire someone for 40 hours per week. It's really up to what your business needs at that time.
Fantastic. And do you get then, when people scale, do they start to build a hierarchy? So there's maybe, you know, a pioneer or a manager that basically works directly with that person, but then starts to build a team under them. Do you see the beginnings of a sort of an organizational structure within these outsourcing teams?
Yeah, that's, we've seen that's become very common. I think it usually happens after the business has hired, let's say, 3 to 5 people, and they start to see themselves spending too much time actually managing and communicating with those people. They'll go ahead then and hire, like you said, almost a project manager that sits in between them and those 3 to 5 other people. And that project manager becomes responsible for making sure those other freelancers are following their tasks, they're providing updates, and then the project manager is the one that reports all of those things to the actual business owner.
Fantastic. And does all of that happen over your platform? Like how do people typically engage in the work? And, you know, does your platform then come with sort of an essence of project management within the interface?
So we don't have project management in the software yet. The software does handle all of the hours tracking between the freelancers and the clients. And we're currently right now developing an instant messaging system. And then the project manager abilities is going to be something that we're working on next year as well.
Right. And I see then that you offer, there's very clear pricing on your website, which I think helps a lot of people. Yeah, people don't want there's a lot of ambiguity in the market in terms of what outsourcing costs and what the structure is. So there's very clear pricing on your site. And also you offer US, UK and Canada freelancing as well. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So we, like you said, on the pricing page on our site, we tried to break it down into ranges so that people have a basic idea of what they may pay for a certain skill set, and then based off of where that person is located as well. And again, these are just ranges because all of the freelancers do set their own rates through the platform. But we found this to be very helpful for business owners who, even if they're extremely experienced, if they've just never hired outside of their specific area before, this gives them a general ballpark to be able to work with. And it also shows them that, you know, if you go somewhere outside of the US, UK, CA, you're going to get a little bit of cheaper pricing. But if you're looking for someone more, let's say, with a higher level expertise or who is an entrepreneur themselves and acts more on a consultancy level, then you're going to pay a little bit more. But those people are available as well.
Fantastic. And I deal a lot with the BPOs in the industry in the Philippines, and it's very opaque as to what their charges are. Most of them kind of have clear structures, but it's just not on the website, you know. And we're trying to move the entire market so that it's like an easy, clean interface with prices. So it's good to see these. Okay, and just in terms of the free up pricing, do you take commissions like some of the other platforms, or how does that work?
Yep, so we do. So we take a 15% commission out of the pricing that you see on the website. So on the website, those are the prices that if you're a business owner, that's what you'd actually pay on an hourly basis. We kind of add it all right in so that it isn't confusing to anyone. And then billing periods are run on a weekly basis from Wednesday through Tuesday. Clients are billed every Thursday. We hold the money in escrow for a week in case there are any disputes. And then minus 15%, the remainder is paid to all of the freelancers the following week.
Fantastic. And I suppose just to end on a high note, we've mentioned previously, last time we chatted, that a quick win is social media. But what are some really incredible resources that you think some people would just be blown away by? You know, because a lot of the impression of outsourcing in the Philippines is that, you know, it's most basic mundane tasks. But what are some kind of cool jobs, cool roles, cool people mm-hmm. that you've seen really flourish on these platforms?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is from, you know, personal experience hiring people, and then also just success I've seen some of the other of our clients have. I've been able to find some amazing people for search engine optimization. If that's a part of your business, you know, you can absolutely find people there.
Which is pretty technical, huh?
It can get technical for sure. And you know, I've met some people who have very high level experience with it, which is just amazing. Another one is just the ability to build your website, if that's not something that you have the capabilities to do. There's many talented designers out there that can come in, kind of understand your business, understand your brand a little bit, and then help you spin up your own website or your own online store. So I think that's a little bit of a higher level, and pretty amazing that you can find someone who can do that for you as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, I completely agree. There's an incredible world out there, you know, and people often are limiting themselves to hiring in their own hometown, whereas actually there's 7 billion people on the planet, you know, and of which there's probably about 2 billion pretty good opportunities out there. So yeah, it's good that you're out there promoting this. Thank you so much, Connor. And if people, I obviously encourage people to check out Free Up. And if you're not outsourcing, start, you know, just dip your toe in and start, and Free Up is a fantastic place for that. And if people want to get in touch with you, Connor, or know more about you or Free Up, how can they do that?
Sure. So anyone is welcome to email me. My email is connor@freeup.com. I'm also pretty active on social media. You can just look up my name, Connor Gillivan, on Facebook. I'd be happy to chat. And then if you do want to set up a phone call to chat, you can go to freeup.com, and there's a button to schedule a meeting where you'll see a direct link to my Calendly. So any of those ways are great to get in touch.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Connor.
Thanks so much.
Okay, that was Connor Gillivan of FreeUp. If you want to know any more about Connor or FreeUp, or get in touch with any of them or the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/216. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.